Vegas, how has Europe been for you? I know you've been touring. What's been the best countries? How's it been?
Well, I think this is maybe my second time doing it. You know, maybe I did it like 10 years ago. So, you know, it was really good to do it this time around. And it's like winter time. So, you know, I'm never normally here in the winter time. I'm mostly in Europe in the summertime. You know, so it's a good look. And then people came out, you know, and, you know, got a good vibes out there. I've been in colder weather than this. You know, I just came back from Canada. And Canada was real cold, you know. So this is like a blessing, you know. But all over Europe, you know, it's just like my biggest market, you know. And I just find when I perform in Europe, people are so much into the performance and, you know the song. And, you know, I just react with the crowd, you know, crazily.
Well, straight into a track you've just dropped, Black and Proud. Is it the Vibes Cartel diss or something that's been in the pipeline for ages and it just happened that you dropped it at the time of the Cake Soap track?
It was not in the pipeline for ages. I just dropped the track because I'm just trying to educate people on the danger of bleaching out their skin. And of course, you know, we live in the Caribbean where the sun and the ray of the sun is like, you know, dangerous to your skin if you're damaging your skin and then go out in the sun. So, of course, I got to educate especially the younger kids because they're going to think it's so cool to, like, you know, bleach your skin out to get a different complexion. And, of course, I'm trying to say it doesn't matter your color anyway. You know, if you were born white, you know, God loves you. If you were born black, God loves you, you know. So, you know, I think when someone look in the mirror and they say, oh, I don't like how black I am, that means you don't love yourself. And you can't love anyone else if you don't love yourself, you know. So Black and Proud is just basically, as a black person, I'm saying I'm proud to be black, you know. So... And it's sad when my agent daughter, she's like 11 years old, and she's like, mommy, I don't want to go to the beach because I don't want to get any darker, you know. And you will think that when someone is very popular and they're sending a message that it's okay to do your skin that way, it also has a negative effect on people.
So if he was here or you could send Vibes a message, what would it be?
I ain't going to send Vibes a message. Vibes is a very intelligent person. And he knows what he's doing. Whatever he's doing is working for him. You know, if you can do something, it's going to work for you, you know, and it's going to make you some money. You know, kudos to you. Of course, sometimes I try not to overexpose myself, you know, like, you know, constantly coming at you, because I don't want people to get tired of me, you know. Sometimes you might be recording and the song is not reaching the level where the last song was, you know. So maybe my recording wasn't as big as Head's Eye, you know, because a lot of people knew me throughout the world for Head's Eye. I didn't actually leave the music scene, you know. That's how it goes with every artist, you know. You know, so maybe they were still recording that was like, you know, local hits, you know, but they wasn't like big hits, you know. So maybe people didn't hear about Vegas until maybe I came back with Hot Walk, and then after that I came back with I Am Blessed and those tracks, you know. So that's how it goes from time to time with artists.
Well, you mentioned I Am Blessed, and you know that track's got a kind of gospel tinge to it. What does gospel music mean to you?
Well, you know, it's like growing up in Jamaica, you know, we all grew up in the church, and you know, we're accustomed to that type of music. I Am Blessed is just a song that reaches everyone. You know, it's like the kids sing it, the older people sing it, the grandma, the grandpa, everyone sings it. And of course, it's like an anthem, you know, from years ago where everyone sing that chorus, I Am Blessed, in church. So I just took the I Am Blessed theme and put it around myself, you know, for being blessed to be still doing music and people still accepting Mr. Vegas, you know. So, you know, gospel music is something that uplift people, you know. Sometimes when you're down, you know, those music sometimes lift your spirit up, you know.
Sure. So let's talk about the track that you've dropped, Sweet Jamaica.
Right.
What was behind that?
Well, Sweet Jamaica, at the time when there was a lockdown of the country in Jamaica because of the extra addition of Dudas and stuff like that, and people was just scared to go to Jamaica, and people was, you know, talking like Jamaica was, you know, the worst place in the world. So of course, and I had to let people know that everywhere in the world there's good and bad, and there's places in Jamaica that's very sweet, the beaches and the food and everything. So I got to show people the good side of Jamaica, you know. And of course, you know, it's getting better now from what it, you know, was a few months ago, you know.
When are we going to hear a new track from you? What's happening with Vegas in the future?
As I said before, of course, Black and Proud video is going to be released in a few weeks. And of course, my song with Winter Garden is like something totally like out of the box, you know. It's called Takeoff. It's going to be released next week. And of course, I'm Wine For Me Baby with Patrice, the Trinidad Soca Queen, you know. So, you know, we got some stuff coming out.
And when's the new album?
Well, depends on how good this single does.
But soon.
Hopefully.
And when are you gracing us with your presence, UK?
Well, I'm going to be in the UK the 2nd of April. And, of course, I'm trying to be at the Olympics, you know.
Oh, really? Are you a sportsman?
I'm really into sports. Really, really into sports. Big time.
What are you good at?
I was good at running when I was younger, You know, I got two left feet, so I can't play soccer well, you know, but I love the sports.